From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. The Daily Freeman is reporting absentee ballots for the upcoming general election are available now online by mail-in application or in person, but voters who decide to vote absentee can no longer change their minds and vote in person. Authorities have said anyone who has been issued an absentee ballot cannot vote in person on a machine. According to Dutchess County Board of Elections, and I quote, "This is true whether they have submitted their absentee ballot or not. Should a voter desire to vote in person, they must complete an affidavit ballot," end quote. To apply for an absentee ballot, individuals can visit their local Board of Elections until November 7th. Voters can also call or email their local board with questions. Absentee ballots must be postmarked by November 8th, the final day of in-person voting, in order to be counted. The deadline to register to vote is October 14th, and you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Rachel Silberstein is reporting for the Times Union. Albany Medical Health System and Columbia Memorial Health Boards announced October 10th. CMH President J.P. Cahalan will retire by the end of the year. He will be succeeded by the hospital's current Chief Operating Officer, Dorothy M. Urschel. Cahalan has led the hospital since 2013. During his tenure, he changed the way CMH delivered care by developing a network of community-based primary and multi-specialty providers in addition to hospital-based services. Officials said during his tenure, he changed the way CMH delivered care by developing a network of community-based primary and multi-specialty providers in addition to hospital-based services. He was instrumental in the acquisition of the Green Medical Arts Center, which preserved access to specialty care in Catskill, and the addition of physician practices in Turnersville, Coxsackie, Cairo, and Catskill to CMH. He was directly involved in significant additions to the main Hudson campus, including the construction of the Hudson River Bank and Trust Foundation Medical Office Building and the Neeler Wing. CMH also extended new medical services to Valencia and Copeg during Cahalan's tenure. In 2016, CMH was affiliated with Albany Medical Center. The two hospitals became the first members of what is now the Albany Medical Health System. In 2019, CMH terminated its childbirth services, forcing pregnant women in Greene and Columbia counties to travel to Albany for labor and delivery. Cahalan sat on the Greene County Rural Health Board and will remain a member of the boards and the Bank of Greene County and the Catterskill Commons. Urschel began her career as a critical care nurse and thoracic surgery practitioner at the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. She also worked as an acute care cardiac surgery nurse practitioner with Caledia Health in Buffalo. Urschel came to CMH in 2020 as Chief Operating Officer. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Heather Bellow is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. Tobacco, seashell, cedar, and pollen are some of the earthly offerings cast into the Housatonic River on October 10th after more than 100 people prayed to them. An Indigenous Peoples Day celebration began at the Great Barrington Town Hall gazebo, with singing and speaking before the preparation of the offering ended with a sacred ceremony and meditation at the river. It was a prayer to heal the river, suffering as it has from industrial pollution. Jake Singer, Navajo medicine man, Sundance chief, and activist for Native American veterans, said, and I quote, "The water will know everything that we have been praying about, talking about," end quote. He added, and I quote, "The water is our mother," end quote. They also remembered the slaughter of 24 Narragansett people and the thought of Native American women and girls who are 10 times more likely than anyone else to go missing or be murdered. The gathering came after a third annual weekend of events organized by the Alliance for a Viable Future. The Alliance founder and executive director, Lev Nathan, said a delegation of Stockbridge Muncie Community Band of Mohican Indians and 15 tribal nations came together for the first time. So did the Northeast Indigenous Climate Control Council. For one of the nations, the weekend marked a gradual and recent homecoming after being pushed out of what is now the Berkshires 250 years ago. John Stevens, also Standing Eagle, chair of the Language and Culture Committee for the Stockbridge Muncie Mohican, said, and I quote, "When we were made to leave these lands, we were not appreciated. We were not wanted here. But now when we come back, we find an overwhelming group of people with open arms walking us back, wanting to know our history, wanting to know our culture, wanting to know what wasn't taught in schools back then," end quote. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, and COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.